Last week's watch item asked whether Jack Beck's role would survive the cut-down shakeout, and the roster half of the answer is yes. Beck made the Raiders' initial 53, one of six receivers kept. Beck, Malik Benson, Jalen Naylor, Dante Thornton Jr., Trey Tucker, Derecki Young, per Levi Edwards at Raiders.com. The shakeout was real around him. Philip Dorsett II, Brandon Johnson, and Devin Tompkins were released. Per Adam Hill at the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Noah Brown was released on August 24th, just 8 days after signing, per Hill, and Corey Rucker is on injured reserve, per Sam Gordon at the Review-Journal. We won't read any of those cuts as a promotion for Beck. No source ties them to his snaps. And we won't call his spot fully secure either, because Clint Kubiak, asked about adding a receiver off waivers, said, "It's a possibility. We're first in the order, so that's something we're going to look hard at," per Edwards, with claims processing Monday. The usage half of the watch item got no answer. The only trace of Beck in the finale coverage is a photo caption in Gordon's recap. No target, no catch, no yardage written up, and no coach comment in the week revisits how the receivers behind Trey Tucker and Jalen Naylor answered the challenge Kubiak laid down in mid-August. That's two straight weeks of a paused evidence stream, now running into a season that starts counting. For anyone hearing this fresh, the June read on Beck was a bet on pedigree plus opportunity. A quiet rookie year, targets available in a young room, a ceiling that depends on winning snaps, and on whichever quarterback wins the job trusting him. The quarterback half got blurrier this week. Kubiak declined to name a week one starter on Friday per Hill, and the snap-winning half remains unmeasured. He's inside the six. What he does there is still entirely ahead of him. We'll pick it back up as the opener nears. Data via NFL Verse.